is. I just wanted to quickly, this is not a real break, but I just, this next bit that's coming up, last night, me and some of the people from the Nothing But News show went over to visit Carnival Man, hoping to get some comedy material for tonight. And one of the things we like to do over there is just, when he starts talking, is open a bunch of private chat windows with him. So this, what you're going to hear is I splice together his reaction to the private chat windows. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, we played a couple of tunes there. Yeah. Live in Japan.
Cool.
And yeah. Skull Bubbles, which is about where I'm at right now with the whole
Okay, now. Yeah, the Papa J fans know it's roll call time, and they are attempting to. All right, you guys want a roll call? We got a roll call. They're inundating me with PMs. Well, I'll look at them. I may not respond, but I'll read all your PMs.
We're going to go with this.
I'm trying to read them right now. Well, here, we'll get to them. Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and hold on. here, I'm still trying to read all the silliness. Yes. Okay, I'm going to have to finish reading all the... Well, quit dinging the other computer over there. People can hear it. Thanks for everyone coming into the chat room. Oh, come on, Z. And, well, considering Papa J is hanging out, we should definitely still do the tribute to Sheryl Crow. She broke up with Lance Armstrong and lost a Grammy in the same week. Yeah, awful witch.
Awful witch. Wow. Carney, man. He's still working off of two brain cells there.
Poor guy.
Oh, Papa G. Papa G's still here. I will allude to nothing as long as he is there.
I got 8 minutes of material out of that thing, but I put that part together. It's an old gag, but it always works with him. There was probably five of us. We all got it queued up in private messages. I said, all right, as soon as he starts talking, let's all, you know, just say, hey, it's my first time to your show and stuff. And you could feel the show come grinding to a stop as he saw these. And, oh, I see Papa J has got these people.
It's Papa J back. Now we know why we got rid of him. So is Sean going to come back and now you're taking our bits?
Yeah. Yeah, they may demand royalties for comedy.
That means you're going to hear from Alistair Hendry again.
All right. So, and then at the end, he has the nerve to badmouth Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, now what's up? You know, okay, here's a little bit of thing with Sheryl Crow. Why does everybody badmouth her so badly?
Because you started it.
I didn't start it.
Well, you were the one who knew all about the Kevin Gilbert and Sheryl Crow.
I've never said anything bad about her.
Well, where did it come from then?
It comes from folklore. It comes from making something that's so small and letting it go to the internet.
You know, I'll bet it was the lawnmower list.
Totally.
Do you think that's where it really started?
Totally.
Festering?
I mean, it's just so ridiculous because what people don't understand is no matter what, Kevin was halfway to blame for as much of the stuff that she did to him. Where does it ever get read about Kevin doing stuff to her? Nowhere.
But
because
he's dead.
Doesn't matter. You know, she's not going around.
It matters to his fans. I mean, they're all thinking. First of all, I had heard that he was very upset that he never got commercially recognized.
That was true. That's true.
That he had some real problems with that. That he was getting
definitely
screwed around for that. And then for her to say, you know, to start to get recognized while they were together and not pull him up, I'm sure it must have hurt.
Okay, so then what happened when Kevin was in Giraffe and Patrick Leonard came up to him at the Yamaha soundcheck and said, you know what? I love your band. I want to bring you and make my own band with it.
Was that Toy Matinee?
Exactly.
That was Patrick Leonard's idea?
Yes. So what happened? Patrick Leonard was one of the judges at the Yamaha thing. So what does Kevin do? He disses his his band.
After they broke up, you mean? After Toy Matinee did their thing?
No. Giraffe was out in the 80s, and then they won the Yamaha Soundcheck thing.
Right.
Patrick Leonard comes up to him and says, get rid of this band, and you and I will make
a
band.
Oh, so he's just Giraffe is what you're saying.
But does anybody mention that? No.
Yeah, because, Renee does.
Yeah, but does anybody mention it in the street? No, because Kevin can't be touched. I knew him, and it doesn't. To me, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're my best friend or whatever. Facts are facts.
Right.
So, you know.
It's like any legend, like the legend about what a dick you are.
Oh, totally.
I mean, people.
But that's true.
Well, every legend has its roots in some kind of truth, you know, and there's a reason why those things get started, but they're always blown way out of proportion.
When Thud was made, something to drive it closer to something you know, when Thud was made, Kevin started to do shows with Tos Panos,
right,
who was in the Toy Matinee tournament, and, God, now I'm drawing a blank on the Corky James, guitarist,
right.
Okay? They went as far as doing shows all around L.A., Kevin Gilbert and Thud.
Yeah.
What happens? I can hire this guy named Nick and this guy named David Kirzner and
cheaper.
For cheaper money.
Yeah.
And I can go out and tour, you know, in a broader sense. Gee, does that sound like Sheryl Crow? But no one ever mentions it. Yes, Kevin was my friend, but still, faults are faults.
And, you know, Nick has told me that story from his perspective that, you know, when I think he has a little of an issue with Kevin being put on a pedestal like he is, that he's this god and
right.
this genius and great guy. Kind of the, well, you know, he said he hired me under Tos Panos
exactly.
just because I was cheaper.
Exactly. And it happens. It's the music industry. That's you can't get away from it. And so everything that Sheryl Crow has done has been almost deservedly so. Just let it go. She hired the band she wanted to hire.
Yeah.
That's basically it. You know what? Make your own song. And Kevin could have easily, you know, he sure wasn't complaining when the checks came in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like if you were so against the pop success she had, well, then why didn't you return the checks?
What checks are we talking about?
All
royalty,
the royalty checks,
checks from her songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The millions that came in from that. What, you know, goodbye.
Well, the other part of that is she's just a skank. I just, whenever I see her, she looks like she's been used. I know she's had, like, you know, a bunch of husbands now.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like, that's anybody, though.
Yeah, maybe so, but
That's the lady next to you in the checkout stand.
And I feel like she's a skank sometimes,
yeah, but I'd love to grab a hold of her little bagos.
You know,
and
some of them, I just don't even think that way anymore.
It just sucks that those people can get publicized, and it's like, you know, if someone goes through 10 boyfriends in 8 years, that's normal in life, but if you're a celebrity, it's like, oh,
wait
my
God.
Wait
a minute. Wait, back up a minute. 8 boyfriends in a year? That's
10
normal?
Years.
Oh, all right. Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Grinch goes through 8 guys one night. I mean,
that's
just a different story.
We expect that from him, Harpo. All right, so what else?
I don't know. That's all I had to say about that, because that was just, you know, it's... I see it all the time about Sheryl. She's a witch, so she deserves to be dead. She deserves this and that. It's like, wait a minute. Don't listen to her music, and you have nothing to worry about. Her video comes on TV, turn it off.
Well, part of that was you brought up the Grammys. This whole incident with her and Kevin that happened at the Grammys.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch the Grammys this year?
No. Did you want me to have my rant about the Grammys? Because I'll have that.
You have
too.
A rant? I don't even watch them anymore. I think it's just... You know, a bunch of music industry people beating each other off.
And, you know, that's a great point. You don't watch it, and that's fine. But do you sit around and sulk in it? That the show sucks?
Well, I just did, kind of.
You know,
I don't sit around. I don't,
do
wouldn't
you go
start
to
a topic about it.
Do you go to message boards and start a topic saying why the Grammys suck?
No, but I see them every now and then. Yeah.
You see them kind of a lot.
Yeah.
In the circles, the prog circles. Yeah. Now, the thing that irks me, ooh, oh my, is that... Typically, the prog snobs will shun the Grammys. They'll say the Grammys suck. They say this, and I say this every year in looking back on it, saying, you know what? The Grammys suck until the band you like or appreciate is nominated. If Rush is nominated for a Grammy, then all of a sudden, you know what? The Grammys aren't great, but that's one of the first things they'll tell someone when introducing Rush as the band, you know, to say, check out Rush. Oh, you know what? They were nominated for a Grammy in 1985. You know what I'm saying? They use it as clout, and it's like, maybe it's because they think people associate it with that, but if you're so against the Grammys, don't use that.
Yeah.
Don't use that term.
Well, you know, you it's like everything else. You use it when it's your advantage, and totally. You diss it when it's not.
Right, but I think it's cool to diss it, you know. These, like, a lot of in the product circles, they want to be known for liking a band that no one knows about.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. When they start getting known, uh-oh.
Now you're talking about prog snobs, which I have.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
Well, there's prog heads and there's prog snobs. The prog snobs have a very special place in my anti-heart.
Yeah.
we had one drop into chat just a couple weeks ago. I played a Ben Volt song that was a Dr. Dre remake. I'm sure it'll come up somewhere tonight by request.
In this raunch show.
And some guy or girl, I have my suspicions about who it might have been, came into chat that had never been in.
Alistair.
And came into chat and said, "Why are you playing this crap? I can hear this anywhere. Play more prog." And boom, they were gone.
Huh.
That kind of snobbery just gives me a bad feeling.
It makes your woody go down.
That's it.
But it's the same thing, like
it's
I was
a
saying
craw
with
in
the
my britches.
Those are the same type of people who diss the Grammys. You're true, the Grammys, you know what? They're not anything. Who cares?
Yeah.
But to sit there and list piece by piece of the show.
Yeah.
And say, "Oh, well, did you see when Sly and the Family Stone came on with this and that? Oh, well, my God." They do that at the friggin' Super Bowl with the Rolling Stones?
Well, they sucked at the Super Bowl.
Okay, but geez, you know, okay, they sucked there.
I'm now at the point where if I watched a Grammy show, 80% of the people that went on stage, I wouldn't know who they were
right.
if they didn't tell me.
But your kids know 80% of
them. My kids would know.
They just don't know the old geezers. Who's Sly and the
Family
the Passing Stones?
Who's that old guy with the afro? Does he still have an afro? I don't even know.
He had a mohawk.
Okay.
But that's just one of the things that always irritates
I thought
me.
I didn't watch the Grammys.
I watch previews and highlights.
All right.
That always just ticks me off when I go to message boards and I see that people are just, and it happens. Oh my God, Spock's beard message board. Oh, Kirk's nose hair's a dick. Man, I'm getting this cold. What a fucking asshole he is. So they always, you know, wait, what's his, one of his famous lines? "I like what I like, but that's just me." Freaking A, man. Yeah. Can we get a shoehorn in that damn toothpaste? Jesus.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to archive this show.
Let's connect the dots to his freaking unibrow. Oh, my gosh. "I like what I like, but that's just me. I work 70 hours a week."
He's a hard-ass dude.
Man, I'm an IT guy. I know how it goes.
And also, I used to be a heroin addict, by the way.
Let me tell you my story. I've been in and out of the jail.
I've been in the joint.
17 years in the hole doesn't leave for a tight ass, I'll tell you. Jeez, man, that guy just goes on and freaking. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to spockspear.com, click on the message board.
He's on 4 or 5 now. You can go to neilmorris.com,
jitsyjam.com.
He's even over there.
He's a freaking
moderator. Over there.
They probably, if you can't beat him, join him.
Well, there's some low
what
standards.
What a freaking, I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
I named him Kirk's butt hair. You know?
You thought of that all yourself?
All myself. It's just spent 3 hours.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just. He can't hold water in because of that space. Open wide the floodgates.
Okay, well, this is going nowhere quickly. So
would you have it any other way?
Okay, let's get back to the music.
Let's not and say we did.
All right.
What if we talked all night? What would happen? How much listenership would we lose?
I think, you know, I was just, not that I'm, you know, we're dissing the Grammys here and what that shows about popularity. But I've, of course, always watched the number of people that are streaming the show.
Mm-hmm.
We started off with 61, and we're now down to 53.
Oh, my.
People are leaving. But the weird part is the number of people in chat has gone up by about 10 since we started.
It's like a car crash. They got to see what's going on.
Yeah. I'm thinking that the Praga-files that are out there listening, what is this crap? I'm not listening to that.
Okay. Now, is Harmony still on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So just for her.
"Here's my voice, the way you want it to be, because I am the dominant primordial beast."
I would go right into that if I only can find the
"Hi,
right
Harmony.
Button.
I have bass.